Agenda item number 7, Thomas Jones. Mr. Johnson, long time no see.
Amazing how that happens. Mr. Thomas Jones is requesting authorization to install a 33-foot by 16-foot open-sided boathouse on a statutorily authorized private pier along the Pagan River at 506 Pagan Road in Isle-Wight County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. This is the Pagan River here. Project location circled in red. James River and James River Bridge here. Now, the applicant circled in red is property. The applicant in yellow, or the protestant circled in yellow. Just one thing I want to note in this before I move on is the presence of roof structures along the shoreline here. So this project won't represent any change in what's already seen along the shoreline in terms of roof structures. This is my approximate location estimate of where the pier would be and the extent of channelward encroachment. There are no oyster leases in the area. This is a plan view drawing of the pier on the property. It's been established, proposed to be located along the center line of the property, extending out channelward of mean low water. Boathouse to be located here. Again, the protestant house is located on this side of the property. This is a detailed plan view drawing. The dashed line you see here is the outline of the 33-foot by 16-foot boathouse. This is represents 528 square feet of roof structure and would have been exempt from permit authority from the commission if it hadn't been protested. The arrested pier does qualify for the exemption under 28.2-1203 of Code of Virginia and is not under consideration by the commission at this time. This is a cross-section of the pier showing the height of the roof above the deck of the pier, which is 17 feet, and above the mean high water mark of approximately 22 feet above that. This is a ground view shot of the of where the pier is approximately located. The floating pier you see here has been removed. We could find no authorization for that pier, and once I asked the applicant to remove it, it was removed, as you can see in this picture here that I took on January 14th, 2016. This is a ground shot looking east from the approximate pier location. You can see roof structures here in the distance. It's a ground shot looking west. Again, you can see roof structures in the distance. That's another roof structure I didn't catch in the first picture, looking to the east. Let's see. The protestant has raised concerns about aesthetics to the property. As you can kind of see in this picture here, that the protestant's property is located along, and the applicant's property is both located along a bluff that's elevated. Let me see if I can. Picture. So you can see there's a bit of a bluff here and a drop-off. So the impacts to the view shed of the roof structure should be minimized because of this elevation change. There are other roof structures present along the shoreline, and we don't feel that this represents any change in the use of the shoreline as you see it now. Staff recommendation, section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia provides statutory authorization for private piers meeting certain design criteria. This section also authorizes the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less designed to cover a boat at private piers, provided they are not objected to by the adjoining property owners and are allowed by local ordinances. In this instance, since Mr. and Mrs. Hanrahan are protesting the boathouse, the VMRC sub-aqueous permit is required. Staff understands the protestants' concerns regarding the roof structure and the impact it may have on their property and the other side of concerns. At the currently proposed location, the main stem of the proposed pier and boathouse would be approximately 40 feet from the shared property line with protestants. The open-sided design of the roof structure at the top of the boathouse at 22 feet above mean high water should only minimally add to the visual obstruction presented by the proposed pier due to the elevation of the property. The Additionally, the open pile design of the pier will minimize impacts of vegetated wetlands, and the floating dock that the protestants mentioned has been removed. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the boathouse as proposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have on the project.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Johnson, I might have missed it. I have a question here. Do you know what the elevation is?
No, I do not. I don't have any topos of it.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present, Mr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have anything to add?
I will defer to Mr. Livengood to speak to the discussion.
Mr. Livengood, you're still under oath.
Yes, sir. In reference to the elevation, I would suspect that the elevation here is probably 25, but closer to 30 feet above sea level. So that's just the yard. Both of these houses are both on a very significant bluff. So you typically, the houses in this area, you look right over top of the boathouses.
Do you have anything else to add about the project?
I think.
Any questions to the commission?
No.
Thank you. Anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to speak in opposition to this application? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes,
please state your name for the record, sir.
My name is Alan Hanrahan.
Thank you, Mr. Hanrahan.
504 Pagan Road, Smithfield. And I believe that, and what I wrote in opposition, do you all have a copy?
Yes.
So I want to elaborate a little bit. I'm going to emphasize that I've lived there for 24 years and enjoyed the view. I bought it for the view, not for access to the water, because I didn't want to disturb the wetlands that are there. I didn't want to disturb the bank and open it to erosion. So I want to take a boat ride, take Jamestown Ferry. But the reason I did it was for the view, and it feels like it's going to impact the view. Now, I'm opposed to this in particular. I'm opposed to docks and piers on that part of the Pagan River in general, because I think you've approved a pier. Say, I live at 504, next is 502, at 500. 500 used to have a pier, a dock. A storm took that away. When it did, a lot of the planking ended up in my wetlands. All right. The people at 502, they had a pier and dock before I moved there. So I can't testify to what happened to that. The pilings are still there. If you notice in the picture, there's pilings of different piers that have been there. Now, Mr. Jones, 506, and it either 508 or 510. I haven't even walked on the property to be certain, you know, with the address. But if you'll notice, there's pilings there. There was a pier and a planking and a gazebo at the end. That was taken away by Isabel. A lot of that planking stuff ended up in the wetlands. So I don't know how much it's deteriorated the wetlands, but I know that the wetlands dissipate a lot of the wave action when we have storms, so that there's no erosion of the bank where I am. And people worry about flooding, and I said, thankfully, the wetlands there, they dissipate it. I'm up high. So I don't know, over a period of time, every time one of these piers goes, it's the way the cove and the shoreline is, I end up with wetlands. I mean, with wood and debris in the wetlands. And I don't have the wherewithal to go and get all that out every time we have a storm. So I don't know how much damage it's actually doing to the wetlands. I haven't gone and studied them. I know they're there, and I appreciate them. Like I say, the view, I've enjoyed the view. Also, the piers that you've approved, and then there's one even further downriver.
Mr. Hanrahan, may I interrupt you here to clarify something here? Mr. Jones's application for a pier is not in front of the commission. State law allows him to build a pier. What's at issue before the commission is whether or not he should be allowed a boathouse.
Okay.
So it would be helpful if you could confine your comments to whether or not the commission...
I thought I was talking about the pier and the boathouse.
State law here, it's a statutorily authorized pier. And
okay, well, that applies to the boathouse because the boathouse was at, let's say, 508 or 510, and like a boathouse, a gazebo, that was deteriorated and gone. Like I say, if there's no reason, if I don't have any grounds to object to his pier, then but my objections will apply and apply to the boathouse. It's going to be in the view. And if something happens to it, it's going to end up in a wetland, so it still applies.
Okay.
As far as that, also the river traffic, I'm just afraid that it's going to be a lot of boat traffic on my riverfront within, close in to the shoreline. I mean, I know it's low watermark, but when the tide is in, how much boat traffic is going to be in my on my riverfront? So, and I think that in my letter, I think that covers the rest of it.
Thank you, sir.
Other
questions from the commission? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
I certainly sympathize with the protestant. However, as you mentioned earlier, the pier is statutorily acceptable. And it seems to me that the boathouses are a normal course of business in this area. So I would have a tendency to agree with staff recommendation and make a motion for approval of staff recommendation.
That's a motion by Mr. Tanker to accept to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Is there more discussion? Mr. Erskine.
I would only note that I agree with Mr. Tankard and his recommendation. I'd note that from the drawing, the question before was the height of the bank. It seems to be about 26 feet, according to the drawing, from the marsh to the top of the hill where the residents are. And I think the elevation of the boathouse was 22 feet. So it does seem to be that the view shed would be limited, or impact of the view shed would be limited since the elevation is higher than the top of the boathouse. So.
More discussion? We have a motion by Mr. Tankard, a second by Mr. Neal. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The grounds mostly identified by Mr. Erskine. So the project is approved. The motion passes.